We're joined today by Dr. Robert Anderson, the Chief of Mortality Statistics at CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. You touched on provisional data. Could you walk us through what provisional death data is and then also explain what it is when the data are final?
So the provisional data allow us to see a picture, an incomplete picture of the situation with regard to mortality in a much more timely fashion. So when we provide data that are incomplete, we will call it provisional because it will change over time as more information comes in. We generally have to wait nearly a year after the end of the data year to have final data ready. Now, in contrast, we've already been releasing provisional data for 2020, but those data are incomplete and subject to change, but they do allow us to see a picture, albeit incomplete, of the situation with regard to mortality.
So then the final data are basically when 100% of the death certificates have been recorded and analyzed. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Those data have been thoroughly checked and we've made any corrections that are needed. And we feel comfortable that these can form the basis of for official mortality statistics.
So what explains the lag time in the data and the different times that each year the data are released? Some years it comes out earlier and other years not as early.
You know, at the national level, we're only as fast as our slowest state. So we have to, you know, wait to get this information in from the states just because we want to have all deaths represented from all states. And there's quite a bit of variation in timeliness by state. And in cases where lengthy death investigations may be needed and, you know, jurisdictions may be strapped for resources, you know, it may take several months to get the cause of death information. You know, some states, there are a few states that don't have electronic systems, and so they tend to be slower as well. And so we have to wait to get all of the information in. And if we have one really slow state, that may slow us down a bit. In addition, if we find significant problems with the data when the data file, that may take some time as well. So normally we go back and forth with the state to make sure that we understand what the problems are and that they're corrected to the extent that we can correct them. And so if we identify significant problems, and this does happen sometimes, particularly as states are implementing electronic systems or maybe implementing new electronic systems, there tend to be bugs in the system and we find issues, and those really have to be corrected because we want the data to be as accurate as possible. So when those things arise, that may cause us to adjust the release date for the final data. So we don't have a sort of a static release date where we release on the same day every year. It really depends on how long it takes to make sure that the data are as accurate as they can be.
So as far as the NCHS's analysis on death certificate data, NCHS does not go into all areas of analysis. Sometimes there's outside research done. Is there untapped information on the death certificate that could be useful for the public health community, or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, you're right that we don't publish on every item on the death certificate in our standard reports. There's some information there that we don't publish on. We do make the data file available. The data is a public use data file that has some limited information, and then there are some other files that require a research proposal and a data use agreement that have additional information. Those are made available to researchers, and researchers can do that. But one thing in particular that I'll mention that doesn't get a whole lot of attention but should is what we call the multiple cause data. Now, I talked about underlying cause. information before. And your basic official national statistics are based on underlying cause. But the multiple cause information is important. You know, we record all of the causes that are reported on the death certificate. So we record that entire causal sequence that's reported. We also record any contributing conditions as well. And so there's a lot, I think, good information in those multiple cause fields that can be used. And one thing that we've just begun to start looking at in the last several years is the specific drug information, which is gleaned from that, from those multiple cause fields. The underlying cause may be, you know, a drug overdose due to, you know, heroin or whatever, but there may be, you know, multiple drugs reported. There may be some other information in there that can be useful in those multiple cause fields. And so that's something that we don't typically publish on. It's quite complicated to just present a statistical picture based on multiple cause, but that could be very useful, I think, from a research standpoint.
Join us next week for part 4 of our discussion with Dr. Robert Anderson on death certificate data in the United States.